Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, July 9th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The message today is, we all have gifts. The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11.
Our New Testament lesson, which you've already heard some of in our assurance of pardon, comes from Paul's first letter to the Church of Corinth, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Listen for God's word to you today. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, let Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. Please join me in a word of prayer. Holy Spirit, our advocate and helper, come to us and guide our thoughts and our feelings. Reveal to us God's will for us today through these scriptures and my reflections on them. God, use me as I am here to deliver your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our theme for summer worship is many gifts, one Spirit. It's during our summer worship, when we are all together at 10 a.m., that we have an opportunity to appreciate one another and to connect and reconnect in ways that we don't get to when we worship at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., and to appreciate all the gifts and contributions and volunteers who give so much to this community. When we were planning for this series and had the brainstorming party at Catherine's home and started to talk about many gifts, one Spirit, one comment kept re-emerging as we pondered this scripture that I read today. Verse 6, where God activates all these gifts in everyone. And verse 7, to each is given. If you're one of those underlining person, this is where you can underline or highlight. Everyone, to each person. And at the brainstorming party, we struggled with it because we don't all look at ourselves as gifted by the Spirit. In fact, our default is to say, we're not anyone all that special or gifted or talented. Why is this? I actually think it has to do because we exist in a culture of fame and fortune, and probably with social media now more than ever. It's been amplified. We measure one another by the amount of positive attention that we can attract. So we count the numbers of views on the viral video, and we allocate worth with the number of Twitter followers. Track how many people like your Facebook post or your Instagram or Snapchat picture. And everything gets a superlative. This was the best meal that I had at the most stupendous restaurant. This is the most glorious sunset. And so it's pretty hard to feel like we are all that gifted when we see the very best of what other people are doing and sharing. But then underneath that, I think there's that other sin. I've talked about it before, the sin of self-rejection that Henry Nouwen names so appropriately. That sin of self-rejection is that when you look at those glorious pictures, then that little voice in your head starts to trigger out, oh, I'll never be good enough. I'll never be able to make a meal that beautiful. I'm really not anything special in this world. And the sin of self-rejection, it's more than like low self-esteem. It's starting to wonder on a spiritual level, does my life have any meaning at all? Maybe I'm just an ordinary, no one special in the world. Ordinary is getting a bad reputation from our culture of fear of fame and fortune. Brené Brown, who is my hero for fighting off this sin of self-rejection, it's a sin I know just way too well, so you'll probably hear more about this from me. But she writes this, our culture is quick to dismiss quiet, ordinary, hardworking men and women. In many instances, we equate ordinary with boring, or even more dangerous, ordinary has become synonymous with meaningless. Paul, as he writes this letter to the church in Corinth, is writing to ordinary Christians. He doesn't write a letter that's only for the special people in the church. He's writing to the ordinary people sitting in the pews. They didn't have pews back then, but he's writing to the ordinary people in the pews. And in his writing and talking about these varieties of gifts, he says there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in who? Everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Paul is writing to a community that has Jews and Gentiles, longtime practicers of Jewish rituals, as well as brand new converts. He's preaching to women and to men. He's preaching to folks who are free and folks who are enslaved. Folks who are part of the Roman Empire and citizens and established, and folks who are immigrants to that city and community. And he says to that diverse community, each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. It's because it's a gift. It's a gift of the Spirit. It's been given by God to the members of this community. I think it's more about we are given gifts than that we are, and that makes us special, than that we are special and look how wonderful we are. In our Old Testament passage, we read how God used Jeremiah, who said, "Who am I? I'm a boy. I'm nobody special." And God says, I want to use you and to give you the words and the ability to speak. In the back of your bulletin, there's a whole list of folks that we found about other people that God used, even though they were kind of flawed and ordinary people. Noah was a drunk. David was a philanderer. Rahab was a prostitute. None of these were particularly special people when they got called to do God's work. And so I stand up today and dare to preach against the culture of fame and fortune, because I want another voice against those voices that try to persuade us that we aren't all that special, but instead to declare that God has already gifted you with the gifts and power of the Holy Spirit. And that simple gifts, we got to hear simple gifts, are still gifts. And no one is left out of God's generosity. The question for us is, do we dare to believe that? And can we see it with our eyes of faith? I want us to see it, to claim it, to celebrate our many gifts united in one spirit. Later in the service, at our time of offering, we'll be adding more ribbons to this red net, calling forth ordinary folks, the people who are sitting in the pew next to you, who have gifts and have shared them with one another. And for all these gifts, we are grateful. For the gifts have not been given to be kept selfishly together, but to be given away for the common good. I am continually grateful and awed by the willingness of people here to share and be generous for the sake of the common good. And the common good is not just for the upbuilding of Community Presbyterian Church. For our call to use our gifts for the common good is for the common good, our neighbors, not just the people in this building. To close my sermon, I want to tell you a story from 3 days ago, because I had a Holy Spirit meeting this week. I was going to Costco to pick up a few things from the house and for care packages for a certain camper going to camp this week. And I stopped into The Habit to grab a bite to eat. They have a pretty good veggie burger. And who was in the parking lot but Clint Porter, who I recognized by his posture, right, and his height. And I rolled down the window and said, "Hey!" And there he was with three other people with bright neon green Rebuilding Together Solano t-shirts. They were going to lunch. Clint says, "Come join us." I said, "I'd love to." Their executive director, Elizabeth Hoffman, has been on my list of people I'm supposed to connect with for the last, 9 months. And we've set things and canceled and whatever else. And she was one of the people there. And so over lunch, I learned about Rebuilding Together Solano, which is what they do is they provide health and safety repair for homeowners who are low income, especially the focus with seniors, veterans, and disabled, who don't have the money, the skills, or the ability to make their home safe to be able to continue to live in them. And then they also do some community building projects as well, like with the Veterans Hall and with our local schools. So Elizabeth Hoffman, she makes me look low energy, which is rather challenging, I get. But sheer enthusiasm for who can volunteer and who can help with Rebuilding Together Solano was absolutely contagious. Because when I asked her, who can help, and do you need skills, right? You're rebuilding, don't you need plumbers and electricians? And she goes, "Well, we have those people, but really, we'll take everybody." And I'm like, "Well, wait, what's your age limit?" And she goes, "Well, you need to be 14 and up to do the construction. But if you have volunteers under 14, we'll use them too." They can hand out water. They can be doing t-shirts. I'm like, oh, we got a lot of older people in our congregation. I don't know how many people are running around. That's okay. We can use them to do registration. Do you have anybody who can do data entry? Like, she just didn't take no for an answer. And I gotta say, I think there's a bit of God-like enthusiasm in her with that. You don't know how to do something? We'll teach you. She says, oh, our oldest volunteer is 91 years old. And it takes away all those excuses, doesn't it, about who can help and who can help folks in our community who are in need. She embodies this theology of we all have gifts. And she embodies what it looks like to be able to share those gifts for the common good. Because of those many gifts of folks young and old, skilled and unskilled, able-bodied and not so able, the goal is to be rebuilding together in Solano County. Not a bad goal to be improving our community, to change and improve it. And I would dare say that their goal is our goal as well, because it's part of being people of faith and upbuilding the kingdom of God with who we are. So who has those gifts? Everybody. Look to the person to the left of you and the person to the right to you. They have gifts. And if you're being looked at and going, who me? Yes, everybody. Yes, you. Amen. A word about our next hymn, Somebody's Knocking at Your Door. This one was Meaningful Music to Diane Morrison. And I think it was originally written more about repentance and accepting Christ's call to salvation. But today I wonder if it may also be about who's knocking on your door, who's calling you into service and to share your gifts for the common good. I invite those of you who feel comfortable to rise and let us sing with spirit.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.